Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de la Comunidad Autónoma de Canarias. Pruebas de certificación de nivel básico A2 de inglés. Convocatoria ordinaria de 2022 para población escolar. Prueba de comprensión de textos orales. Esta parte consta de dos tareas. Escuchará cada grabación dos veces. Escuche y lea las instrucciones al principio de cada tarea y realícelas según se indica. Las respuestas escritas a lápiz o en tinta roja no se calificarán. No está permitido el uso del diccionario. El uso de cualquier dispositivo electrónico queda prohibido durante toda la prueba. El móvil tendrá que permanecer apagado y guardado. No escriba en los recuadros sombreados, son espacios reservados para la calificación de las tareas.
Task 1. Listen to 6 people talking about their favorite countries. Match the speakers, 1 to 5, to sentence A to H that best summarizes what they say. There are 2 extra sentences that you don't need. Speaker 0 is an example. Now you have 1 minute to read the sentences. Speaker 0. Example.
My favorite country is that I visited is probably Spain, because I'm not keen on Europe for vacations usually, but I've been to Barcelona, and Barcelona had everything that you could possibly want from a holiday destination. So Barcelona, Spain, I think.
Speaker 1.
My favorite country to visit is Japan, because I have many family members in Japan, and every time I come here, everybody treats me really well, and I have lots of great memories from when I was a child, spending time with my cousins and uncles and aunts.
Speaker 2.
Of all the countries I've visited, I would probably say my favorite is Japan, because it's clean, safe, the food is healthy. This is traditional Japanese food, I mean. And it's a place where I can make a living as an English teacher. I can't do that in Australia.
Speaker 3.
The world's a big place, and I've been to a few of the countries in the world, and maybe I can't pick one favorite country, it's too difficult, but 2 or 3 of my favorites would be Japan and India. And I like these 2 countries because they are very extreme. They are very foreign from my home country, Canada.
Speaker 4.
My favorite country I've been to? That's a difficult question. I've been to lots of really nice countries, but probably I would say Egypt, because Egypt for me is really important because of the history of the country, and I saw some really important places when I went to Egypt I saw the pyramids. I saw Mount Sinai. I climbed Mount Sinai. And so I think probably Egypt was my favorite because of the historical values and also because of the weather.
Speaker 5.
What's my favorite country? My favorite country at the moment is probably Laos. It has everything that sort of what people think old Asia is, you know, people with the bamboo hats, you know, livestock running to and fro, water buffaloes, dirt roads, you know, it's kind of like the romantic idea of old Asia.
Listen again. Speaker 0. Example.
My favorite country is that I visited is probably Spain, because I'm not keen on Europe for vacations usually, but I've been to Barcelona, and Barcelona had everything that you could possibly want from a holiday destination. So Barcelona, Spain, I think.
Speaker 1.
My favorite country to visit is Japan because I have many family members in Japan, and every time I come here, everybody treats me really well, and I have lots of great memories from when I was a child spending time with my cousins and uncles and aunts.
Speaker 2.
Of all the countries I've visited, I would probably say my favorite is Japan, because it's clean, safe, the food is healthy. This is traditional Japanese food, I mean. And it's a place where I can make a living as an English teacher. I can't do that in Australia.
Speaker 3.
The world's a big place, and I've been to a few of the countries in the world, and maybe I can't pick one favorite country, it's too difficult, but two or three of my favorites would be Japan and India. And I like these two countries because they are very extreme. They are very foreign from my home country, Canada.
Speaker 4.
My favorite country I've been to? That's a difficult question. I've been to lots of really nice countries, but probably I would say Egypt, because Egypt for me is really important because of the history of the country, and I saw some really important places when I went to Egypt. I saw the pyramids. I saw Mount Sinai. I climbed Mount Sinai. And so I think probably Egypt was my favorite because of the historical values and also because of the weather.
Speaker 5.
What's my favorite country? My favorite country at the moment is probably Laos. Because it has everything that sort of what people think old Asia is, you know, people with the bamboo hats, you know, livestock running to and fro, water buffaloes, dirt roads. You know, it's kind of like the romantic idea of old Asia.
This is the end of task one. Now turn to task two. Task two. Listen to Josh and Shirley talking about the weekend. Choose the correct answer, A, B, or C, for questions 1 to 5. The first question, 0, is an example. Now you have 1 minute to read the questions.
Hey, Shirley.
Hey, Josh.
So how was your weekend?
Quite busy this weekend.
Really? Those are hard.
Yeah.
So what did you do on Saturday?
Well, Saturday morning, I usually clean the house.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of boring, but I have to clean the bathroom and then the kitchen and then the lounge room because I have lots of cats.
Okay.
And the cats leave hair everywhere. So I always have to clean on Saturday mornings.
Yes, cats are messy.
Yeah.
So after you cleaned, what did you do?
Well, in the afternoon, I went for a walk up the mountain. It was a beautiful sunny day. There were no clouds in the sky.
Wow.
It was gorgeous. So I walked up the mountain and I saw a ferret.
A ferret?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're a little furry animal, 4 legs, tail. Not like a rabbit, but about the same size as a rabbit.
Okay.
And they're kind of gold brown color.
Wow. Did you see any other animals on your walk?
No. Okay. I didn't see any other animals on the ground, but I did see a beautiful bird flying in the sky.
Wow. Do you know what kind?
I think it was an ibis. It's a big bird that usually walks in the water. It has long legs and it was white with a black head.
Great. So after your walk, did you do anything else?
I went home. And then I watched some TV.
Okay.
That was about it for my Saturday.
Okay. What did you do on Sunday?
Sunday, I went to the art museum.
Really?
Yeah.
Great.
I really like to go and see new art, pictures or paintings or photographs or sometimes sculptures.
Okay. So who's your favorite artist?
I don't really have a favorite artist, but I really like watercolors.
Okay.
So pictures that are painted with just soft, a kind of soft painting style.
Do you like paintings of nature?
I do like paintings of nature. I especially like paintings of flowers and animals.
Okay.
And places that have water, like lakes or rivers or the sea.
Oh, that sounds like you had a great weekend.
Yeah, it was good. Thanks.
Okay.
Now listen again.
Hey, Shirley.
Hey, Josh.
So how was your weekend?
Quite busy this weekend.
Really? Those are hard.
Yeah.
So what did you do on Saturday?
Well, Saturday morning, I usually clean the house.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of boring, but I have to clean the bathroom and then the kitchen and in the lounge room, because I have lots of cats.
Okay.
And the cats leave hair everywhere. So I always have to clean on Saturday mornings.
Yes, cats are messy.
Yeah.
So after you cleaned, what did you do?
Well, in the afternoon, I went for a walk up the mountain. It was a beautiful sunny day. There were no clouds in the sky.
Wow.
It was gorgeous. So I walked up the mountain, and I saw a ferret.
A ferret?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're a little furry animal, four legs, tail. Not like a rabbit, but about the same size as a rabbit.
Okay.
And they're kind of gold brown color.
Wow. Did you see any other animals on your walk?
No. Okay. I didn't see any other animals on the ground, but I did see a beautiful bird flying in the sky.
Wow. Do you know what kind?
I think it was an ibis. It's a big bird that usually walks in the water. It has long legs, and it was white with a black head.
Great. So after your walk, did you do anything else?
I went home, and then I watched some TV.
Okay.
That was about it for my Saturday.
Okay. What did you do on Sunday?
Sunday, I went to the art museum.
Really?
Yeah.
Great.
I really like to go and see new art, pictures or paintings, or photographs, or sometimes sculptures.
Okay. So who's your favorite artist?
I don't really have a favorite artist, but I really like watercolors.
Okay.
So pictures that are painted with just a kind of soft painting style.
Do you like paintings of nature?
I do like paintings of nature. I especially like paintings of flowers and animals.
Okay.
And places that have water, like lakes or rivers or the sea.
Oh, that sounds like you had a great weekend.
Yeah, it was good. Thanks.
Okay.
This is the end of task 2 and the end of the listening test.